Bahraini regime forces have been accused of making arbitrary arrests of pro-democracy activists in villages across the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom. The Bahrain Center for Human Rights says it has documented more than 60 arrests, including 8 children, over the past week. Most of the arrests took place through house raids and without warrants. The rights body also documented dozens of such arrests last month. MENAMA has intensified its crackdown on anti-regime protesters following a blast on Sitra Island in July that left 2 police officers dead. Jalal Fairuz, a former Bahraini MP who joins us from London. Jalal Fairuz, we've noticed in the past 2 weeks that there's been an uptick in terms of the way that the regime is dealing with protesters. You have also opposition, the leaders of the opposition groups like the Al-Wafaq being arrested. Why has there been an increase?
Well, it seems that the regime in Bahrain is full of fear of the developments, political developments in the region, and supposedly for the near future will face its responsibilities to do legitimate change in its attitude, brutal attitude towards the people. So for the time being, it's trying to come very harsh on the opposition to try to bring them to some type of agreement of its own term. That's why in the past month we've seen lots of arrests among the opposition leaders and also the protesters. And there is of course all this crackdown on any even very peaceful protests in Bahrain. On the other hand, you could see that the government is trying to fabricate some booby traps and booby bombs to try to see tell the world that it is facing type of what is it calls a terrorist, but it is nothing but few fabrications.
Thank you for that, Jalal Fairuz, former Bahraini MP there from London.